like 10:20, 10:25, I heard the fire trucks and ambulances coming, and it was like, I knew it was a pretty bad weather, you know. And I was driving home from dinner last night, and I thought maybe some car accident or something happened, but I turned the news on and I saw that the plane crash, and I was like, wow, like, you know, I looked from the window, I saw the flames and everything, so it's kind of it was kind of scary. Because now you got the air traffic coming over our community, and you know, so it's kind of tough. You know, they were talking about a small plane. You know, I thought maybe it's like a little plane. You know, but after saying like, you know, 50, maybe 50 to 80 people can be there, I was like, wow, that's not a small plane at all. And you know, I talked to each other like in the neighborhood, and I was like, yeah, it's everybody okay, and just it's a big tragedy for everybody.
You ever imagine something like that happening in your backyard?
Like, you know, if you imagine like how big is the country, and you know, something happened, you know, the 800 yards from your home. It's something you gotta think about it. Like, you know, it's everything stopped. Like, it's nothing about the hockey. You know, it's about the lives around and the people here in Buffalo. I think, you know, for it's small city, but like, you know, it's pretty bad.
Did you see flames from the house?
Yeah, we saw like, you know, not really flames, but we saw like, you know, that lights and everything. So I turned the TV on right away, so I was kind of checking what's going on. But like, you know, I was first like, you maybe go over and like, you know, see what happened really. But like, you know, after that, I said, yeah, you know, let's stay home and just, you know, watch the news.
What's it like there this morning? I mean, what was it like to drive your car, get out of there, come down here?
You know, it was still probably, you know, another street away, so I couldn't see anything around, and it was, you know, it was sad. I watched the TVs. I had so many text messages from back home, because like my parents and my wife's parents, they text us like, "Are you guys okay?" Because they know, you know, the current center, you know, the address is right there. And I was like, wow, like, you know, it's just so many small houses around, it can happen to anybody, you know. So, well, I was pretty happy, you know, went out and there was nothing around us really, and just a sad day.
Does it make it tougher to focus on the game tonight?
Oh, for sure. You know, everyone's mind is probably somewhere else than play the game. But you know, that's we got to do something. You got to come hard. You know, play a hard game, and you know, to do something for the Buffalo City.